fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on the second hour of Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The prepper tip today is to inspect, clean, and maintain all your footgear, especially footgear you intend on wearing this coming winter. Make sure it's in good condition. The boot laces are in good condition. Last but not least, get yourself a couple of pairs of merino wool socks and enjoy the comfort I've enjoyed for more than 20 years, whether it's 10 degrees or 110 degrees. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center USA is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, participate in a group purchase of thermal imaging, just give him a call at 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I find it amazing that you bring up merino wool. When I was a young boy, my father traveled to Europe on business, and he would usually bring me back a gift. And it may have been a model aircraft, a jet fighter from Europe, or a tank model, or something I could work on and put together. But on this particular trip, when I said, Pops, did you bring me anything from Europe as a present? He handed me a small piece of white chocolate from Switzerland, which was the finest tasting piece of candy I ever put in my mouth, and he gave me a merino wool sweater. And I thought to myself at the time, that's a dumb gift. I hate clothes.
Okay.
Now, that's the story I tell you to tell you this story. When we were kids in the wintertime, we lived about 120 yards from a 2-acre pond. And every winter, the pond would freeze over, and we would go out and play hockey on the pond. That's what we did for fun in the winter. We'd take our sled down the hill, ride the sled down the hill, and we got to the pond. We'd jump off with our skates and our hockey stick and our hockey puck, and we'd play hockey until it was dark. And we'd hear the whistle. That meant it's time to come home. And in the late winter, early spring, the ice, you know, being typically 8 to 9 inches thick, would break up into these 4 by 6 to 4 by 10-foot blocks of ice, like icebergs, they would float around on the pond. And being young guys, we couldn't resist, you know, jumping onto these icebergs and paddling back and forth and trying to push each other off, and we'd have war of the icebergs, right? Well, we would invariably fall in the water, and we'd have to get out, and it would be freezing cold. You know, it'd be 30 to 40 degrees out. We'd always build a fire so we could warm up and dry off before we went home, at least dry off enough to, when your mom said, "Why are you so wet?" We said, "Oh, we skated hard today, Mom." You know, or I was sweating, I guess. I don't know, Mom, am I that wet? You know, that's what we used to do as little boys.
Right.
And I wore that merino wool sweater. And we had all fallen in the pond one day. And we got out and we got by the fire. And everybody else was shivering out of control trying to warm up by this fire. And I had this merino wool sweater on, and I was shivering a little bit, but in a matter of 5 minutes, I stopped shivering, and I watched my buddy shake and shiver for another hour, trying to dry off next to this fire. The interesting thing about merino wool is it does a fantastic job of keeping some body heat in, even when it's wet. It is what hunting guides use. It is what we use in the mountains. And, you know, that lesson I learned getting soaking wet in ice-cold water in that pond as a kid has helped me my entire life, because when I go into the mountains, when I've been in very difficult terrain, in very harsh conditions, I have always had merino wool as undergarments with an additional merino wool sweater on me underneath my down and my Gore-Tex and all the other stuff that we wear. But merino wool is a critical component to have with you if you're in harsh environments in the wintertime.
Well, even in normal times, up until about 20 years ago, I wore cotton socks in the summer, and all summer long, my feet were cold and clammy because they would sweat, and that sweat would stay next to the skin. It was just the way it was.
Yep.
Now in the summertime and winter, I wear merino wool socks. The moisture goes away from my skin. In the summertime, my feet are at a comfortable temperature, not hot, not cold. The moisture is taken away from the skin. And in the wintertime, same thing. The moisture is taken away from my skin, and my feet stay comfortably warm. So, as I like to say, Sam, I'm probably the only radio talk show host who advises his listeners on what socks to wear. That's most likely the case, isn't it?
Well, it's good advice, John, because, you know, I used to play tennis competitively as a kid, you know, as a young man, and I traveled around the world playing tennis tournaments, and people would mock me for wearing wool socks. And, you know, in these tournaments, you had a guy named Norris who was the trainer. He was there for all the players before you'd go out and play a match. And all these guys, these other players, were constantly getting stuff shaved off their feet, blisters dealt with, all this stuff. My feet looked like I hadn't even been for a walk on the beach. I mean, the skin on my feet was flawless, and it's because I wore these wool socks. And the other players would make fun of me because I didn't wear white tennis socks, and I'd just laugh at them. You know, we'd get in the training room, and I'd see how beat up their feet is, and I'd say, you know, you should try some wool socks. Your feet won't look that ugly if you do. And they, you know, it was just this constant chiding back and forth between competitors. But I'm telling you, these people that wore these cotton tennis socks playing in these long tennis matches, their feet got tore up. Mine never did. And it's because I wore wool socks. It not only is good at, on hot days, keeping your feet cool, and on cold days, keeping your feet warm, but it does a great job protecting your feet from blisters.
Healthy feet. Well, you know, Napoleon said an army travels on its stomach, but they actually walk on their feet. And
yep.
If you got even a minor foot injury, it's going to ruin your whole day, isn't it?
Yeah, when I'm racing a superbike, you know, we have these, you know, there's a lot of footwork that goes on. You're literally dancing on the pegs. You're shifting constantly. You may shift 300 times in a day. And so you have a boot that has a protective layer and a pad where the shifter goes, and you have all of this protection built into the boot, but you will rub your feet raw. You're so active on the pegs when you're riding these bikes out on the track. And I always wear two pair of wool socks under my boots, and I just don't have problems. There's so many environments where wool works, and it's worth researching. If you don't have good quality wool in your winter clothing selection or for your socks, you really should try it.
Well, this brings up something that we learned in Special Forces is everybody on the A team was mandated to report the smallest injury to the team medic. And that includes the smallest blister on your feet or anywhere else, because that small blister could become debilitating, couldn't it?
Yep. They get infected. They can go septic, particularly if you're jungle warfare environment. You're in big trouble if you have problems with your feet. You know, that's something warriors learn to avoid big time.
Absolutely. It is not optional. In fact, the majority of injuries in any war going back for centuries have not been combat related, but come from disease and injuries, don't they?
That's absolutely true. You know, we've lost way more men to disease than we ever have to the enemy's bullets or bombs.
Right. Well, awfully quiet this morning, but we have an open line if somebody has a question or comment regarding firearms, ammunition, optics, training. Just give us a call at 512-717-0577.
I think this is a new record, John. I don't think we've ever gone an hour without a caller.
I don't believe we have.
I wonder if the phone systems are working at all.
Well, over the weekend, RBN was shut down due to technical issues, and we're still not 100%. That's why I'm giving out this alternative number. So I think that's probably the case. I'll get emails about this all day long. People saying, John, I called, and I couldn't get through. So,
well, you know, that brings up an interesting point, John. It is worth it to send a check-in, make a donation to RBN. I mean, RBN is one of the few communication networks out there where they actually are not censored. They allow people to speak the truth openly. They're not violating anyone's First Amendment's right. It's one of the few sources. You know, there's not very many. You can look at what Ben Swan says. You can look at what Laura Logan says. You can look at what's on RBN, and you can get the truth. And I think it's really important to send RBN a check on a regular basis and give them your support. If we could get everybody just to give 20 or 40 bucks to RBN in the next 10 days, think about what they could do to upgrade their equipment with all the listeners they have.
That's right.
You know, and I'll tell you this. Right. I'm not just saying that. I'm going to give $200 to RBN today. I'm going to send it in today, and I'm going to challenge every listener to help this platform, help this network, get their equipment upgraded. They perform the function that the current mainstream media does not. You know, the First Amendment, the freedom of the press, was such an important thing to the founding fathers that they put it in the very first part of the Bill of Rights. And we have so few groups out there now that are supporting the First Amendment and freedom of the press. RBN is performing a critical function in the United States of America right now. And without RBN and people that perform this function, we have no way of recovering this republic.
That's right. That's right.
That's how important they are. They're just as important as that pistol and that ammunition that you have. You know, I'm pleading with people. I'm challenging everyone. If you listen to RBN, send them a donation this week. Let's help them upgrade their equipment and get them back to 100%.
That would be very helpful. Thank you, Sam, for the offer, and I'll concur with that challenge. I send in my check every month, of course. And if you like what you hear and you want to continue hearing it, and hearing it at the best with the best technology available, which things wear out, It's just the nature of this kind of equipment. It does wear out, doesn't it, Sam?
Well, and it gets attacked by federal agencies like the FBI and the NSA. You wouldn't believe what they do to my phones and my computers. It's utterly ridiculous. And it's criminal activity. But once you understand, you start reading things like War Without Rules, and you start looking at what the FBI has been doing since its inception, which is basically attacking the political opponents on behalf of the people in power, you start to realize these agencies have been rogue and corrupt for a very, very long time.
Absolutely.
And how amazing is it to hear Fox News actually agree with me now after 20 years of me telling people, disband the FBI, disband the IRS. Now, all of a sudden, Sam's not so crazy anymore. Because we're all agreeing with him. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We don't have his name, but caller, go ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I have a call question for Sam with regard to the IRA Micro. Do you prefer using the integrated reticle or to use it as a clip-on?
Well, the strength of the IRA Micro is its ability to do both. Okay, so let's talk about why we would use one and the other so that people understand. The IRA Micro is a very small, very sophisticated thermal that can be used as a weapon sight. It has its own reticle internal, and you can select different reticles with the software selections on what's going to fit your needs the best. So, having said that, let's now talk about the physical characteristics of the IRA Micro. The IRA Micro has a 25 millimeter germanium objective lens. See, thermal signal doesn't pass through regular glass. So the reason why thermals are so expensive is because they have to have that super expensive objective lens that thermal will actually pass through and reach the engine. Now,
okay.
The Micro only has a 25 millimeter objective lens, which limits its performance in ideal conditions to 800 to 1,000 yards on a fairly significant thermal target. Now, the real place that the Micro shines is in the 600 yards and closer category on something like an AR-15. Okay, because of that smaller lens, it's not the ideal thing for a long-range rifle. A long-range rifle, you're going to want a 50 or 60 millimeter objective lens that will easily pick up a thermal target at 2,000 yards. So, if you use the IRA Micro in the collimated function in front of a long-range scope, it will work out to 600 yards. Mm-hmm. And we've used it in that environment. I have a buddy of mine here locally that has his Micro. He had me collimate it very precisely with his Night Force scope on his 260 improved semi-auto. And he can hit targets with precision and with impunity out to 800 yards with that thing. Now, will it go to the 1,500 yards, 1,400 yards max range of the weapon system? No, it won't. Will it work in an urban environment on a precision weapon 600 yards and in? Absolutely, yes, it will. And so understanding the technology, understanding the capabilities of the Micro are important. If you can only own one thermal, the Micro is the one to have.
Mm-hmm.
Because it comes with a recoil-reducing mount. You can pop it right on your AR-15, and you can get it zeroed and go to work and use it in an urban environment or a suburban environment or a rural environment out to 400 yards almost immediately. It's that effective. It's the go-to sight. If you need something that you can pop on a weapon sight and also quick attach to a helmet and use for navigation at night, it's still the sight to have. If you have a 338 Lapua, you want to shoot to 2,000 yards, you're going to need a different thermal past 600.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate your comments.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Your call number is 512-717-0577. The technology and engineering
here at
and knowledge.
Broadcasting Network,
and here's our
we
break.
Have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, the exact same equipment used by the Department of Defense to protect their vehicles. You can get your hands on with a very nice $50 discount at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website where you can check out the training, the schedule for the training, is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. If you want to sign up for a class, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, we got a couple of callers here. First, we have James in North Carolina. Good morning, James.
Hey, John. I've been looking for those socks that you were just talking about. I cannot find them on your website. If you don't sell them, do you have
I don't
a place
sell
that
socks.
You would recommend?
I don't sell socks.
Okay. Well, that's one thing you don't sell then. Do you have any place that you would recommend?
I usually, a Sportsman's Guide has a good quality sock. Your better sporting goods stores will have the merino wool socks. And it's, the percentage of merino wool is going to vary from manufacturer to manufacturer. The higher the merino wool content, the better off you'll be. And, of course, Amazon has the merino wool socks as well.
You know, another place you can look is online. I've had good luck with outdoor climbing equipment and getting it for a good price. Is a company called Moose Jaw. MooseJaw.
Okay. .com.
Moose Jaw has really good prices on stuff. I would check them out and check out Amazon if you're looking for merino wool.
I'll stick with Moose Jaw. I appreciate this information. I wanted to bring up something else that you were just talking about, both of you, with supporting the network. One thing that the network should try is like WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio, where when you send a donation in, you can send a blanket donation that goes over all the shows. But there's some people on there, you know, like the world's going to come to an end on May 10th, 1973, and 18 other dates that didn't happen. So there's people on there you probably don't want to support. But you can also send a donation in, and you can specify, I want the donation to go to this one show, this five shows, these 10 shows. I think if Republic did that, they would pick up on donations, because some people are real sticklers about, you know, there might be 20 good shows on, but they don't want to support this one person, and they're not sending a donation in because of that. That might help.
It might. That's a good idea. Good idea, Mike. James, we appreciate that. Our next caller is Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Mike, did we lose you? You still there?
Hello, Mike. Well, maybe Mike can call back in. It looks like we lost Mike. The call number is 512-717-0577. Apparently, we can have more than one caller on hold at the same time. I was not aware of that till just now. Okay, Sam. Is there a group purchase of thermal imaging taking place as we speak?
There is. And so let's talk a little bit about thermal technology and why that's so important. I want everybody to take 10 minutes and research the Battle of Shanghai. This is the best example we have in the last 300 years of why technology is so important to conflict. So you have the Battle of Shanghai. It's in the historical record books. Nothing about it's going to change other than what you know about it. What happened was one side decided to triple the size of their army. We need more men. We need more fighters. We're going to fight this battle against this evil opponent, and we need more fighters. The other side said, oh, these people are tripling the size of their army. And there was a big argument that they should increase the size of their army, and lucky for them, intelligent heads prevailed, and they said, no, we're not increasing the size of our army. We're going to increase the technology of the weapons that our men use. Now, which side won? Two decisions, vastly different, almost polar opposite decisions were made, and the result of the battle was the group that decided to use better weapons technology left three times as many dead bodies from their opponents in the streets of Shanghai. It is the clearest example we have in history of why investing in weapons technology and not just more guns and more ammo really matters in the long run. And I would highly recommend that everybody study the Battle of Shanghai and then sell your Safe Queens and get a good AR-15 with a good thermal and a good suppressor that suppresses flash on it and learn how to use it. Because it's the technology that matters, not how many guns you have in your safe. And if you don't have a thermal weapon sight that works, and you don't have the ability to ID threats at night, and you don't have the ability to patrol with a thermal drone, and you can afford that technology and you don't have it, you have made a profound mistake.
I could not agree more. And if you got a question or comment, we do have an open line here at 512-717-0577. What direction you want to go next, sir? We have about an hour break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Typically 2 to 3 a week. In fact, last week I did 2 in 1 day. I've never done that before. What's that all about? Helping people get the information, get the clarity, get the laser focus they need to make major decisions. Details on private consultations at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, truly world-class, training their rifles, pistols, various tactics, including life-saving information and classes on first aid in the field to deal with gunshot wounds. The website's freedomcentertraining.com or freedomtrain.net, your choice. The telephone is 417-718-2597. Sam, looks like we may have Mike from Kentucky. Let's see if Mike is there. Good morning, Mike.
I'm hanging on. Can you hear me?
We hear you now. Go ahead, Mike. What's your question or comment?
Well, you said something about you, I think, if I heard you correctly, you said you'd, in the past, you'd received calls after your show saying people had tried to call in and couldn't get through.
In other shows, we've had that happen, and that may happen
right.
To this show. All right.
Well, there's lots of dirty tricks, I think, with the phone systems because they're so overloaded with the intelligence community and backhauling unencrypted signals. I've tried to talk about this maybe on your show years past, but I complained to a Bell Lab scientist about some of the problems I was having that the local Windstream Kinetic company could not fix. And my local callers were telling me similar things. They would call me up 15, 20 minutes after the show, and they'd say, "Why was your phone giving me busy signals all morning?" And I would say, "Well, what kind of busy signal was it?" And I would describe it to them. Was it a regular busy signal, or was it a fast busy signal? You know, me. And nine times out of ten, it would be fast busy. But I think just like on social media, where they've got the shadow ban and downrank and all that stuff in the search engines and Twitter and Facebook, I believe they've got that capability with the phones. They can gradually turn down the ability of people to get through on your phone line so that you don't really notice it right away. I just heard a weird click. Did I lose you?
No, we're fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was just saying, I mean, it might be nice to have a backup plan, something as simple and kind of Y2K compliant as you having your own phone line with a dang regular old microphone on a speakerphone on a little stand, and then people could call you directly up, and you could get, if you could get through to, you know, RBN, you could take a call, one call at a time, you know, when the, if there was a phone system problem, and feed it back through the show that way. It'd be crude, but it would work. You wouldn't need a, you know, the PBX mixer or whatever they call that to get the phone on the air. You know, it'd just be nice to have a backup plan to that. I know when they first went digital with their link to the free-to-air satellite channel that RBN has, I was cautioning against that, but the cost was ridiculous to keep a regular old analog telephone line all those years ago going over to the satellite uplink, and it did put a delay in the signal that wasn't there before. Of course, now I'm on the internet, I'm listening, I've got like a 3-minute delay, so everything, when I call up, I'm behind what's going on by at least 3 minutes. But I'll let you go. It's just something that we need to try to plan for. Other backup plans to the backup plans. I don't know
Absolutely.
What's going on today, but all right.
So Harris Corporations makes devices for the FBI and the intelligence community and for DOD. The old models were called the Stingray, and then they came out with the Stingray 2 and all that kind of stuff, and now they have other equipment that's even more sophisticated than that, that act as cell phone towers. So they intercept your signal in lieu of a cell phone tower signal grabbing your signal and processing it properly. One of the ways you can tell is that their antenna setups aren't as strong. So like here I'm in the city of Lebanon, it's real easy to tell when the Stingrays or the Stingray-like devices are monitoring my phone, because I get one or two bars instead of four or five bars on my phone. I'm right in town. I should have a full signal all the time. But it's easy to tell. Just look at the number of bars you get relative to your position from a tower, and you'll see that if the feds are using a device, you'll see your cell phone signal be 40% of what it normally is.
Okay. Good call, Mike. We appreciate it. You ready to move on here, Sam?
Certainly.
Okay. Our next caller is Warren. I don't know where you are, Warren, but go ahead, sir.
Montana.
Montana. All right.
Northwest corner. You mentioned several last spring about getting firing spare parts for your gun, a firing pin, going an extractor. I looked around on these websites and I don't know nothing about this one that's a lot different. I'm not a gun builder. It's not like replacing this jets and stuff on my Kudos carburetor. But anyway, I called Ruger when I asked them for part numbers, and they sent several of my guns. They gave me free parts. They sent them out for free, no charge. And like one of mine, the 357, they said that was a factory-only rebuild, but it was interesting. They offered them at no charge. Am I still there?
You're still here. We're listening.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, that was one thing I thought I'd put out. And another thing, too, is 2 months ago you mentioned a good thing is to learn a compass for hiking. And up here in the mountains, another thing that's a really good tool is the altimeter. On these maps, these lines up on the mountain that are vertical, they kind of swerve. Each one of those lines is 6 feet. So if you're up in mountains, you may want to have an altimeter. That's another valuable tool. And there are government, there are pedestals, concrete pedestals here, and at least in northwest Montana here, where you can actually calibrate your altimeter. So it tells you the altitude right on that pedestal.
Okay, good hint, sir. Good hit, sir.
Anything else for another him? Thing. Yes, sir. Another thing that Sam mentioned several months ago about backpacks, a very good value. It's free for us veterans, but we have stand downs. Is these Army and different military backpacks. They are solid. The zippers are very big. They have several compartments, and there's a lot of different types because they have different compartments for different tactical operations, but they are of good value and a very good military spec pack. So another thing I thought I'd put out there.
All right. Okay, Warren, thank you. We appreciate the call. Sam, this you know, talk radio at its best is when the listeners learn from us and we learn from the listeners, isn't it?
Sure, it's the exchange of ideas that the First Amendment was really all about, and that's exactly what's going on RBN and why they need your support.
Absolutely, and we do have open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-717-0577. We haven't had a mad rush for people to buy rifles and pistols yet, have we, sir?
It's been pretty mad. I'll be honest with you. It's been pretty crazy. So you figure back before Sandy Hook, we had about 80 million firearms owners in the United States of America. After Sandy Hook, that jumped over 10 million. We had a huge rush to buy AR-15s and pistols and things like that. And the ammo, of course, was all bought up in 2012. We jumped over 90 million. Well, in the last 2 years, since Biden has been in office, 2.5 years, I guess now, or maybe it's been a year and a half he's been, it just seems like forever. We have added almost 2 million new firearms owners per month. Now, think about that. We've added, I think we're over 130 million now. Imagine. With all this chat about gun control and the breakdown in security and the defund the police garbage clowns pushing their garbage, right? People have started to wake up and say to themselves, you know, maybe I'm responsible for defending myself. Maybe I can't rely on government. And, you know, if Ferguson didn't teach you that the government will not protect you, I don't know what will. I mean, you think back on the Ferguson riots in Missouri, in Ferguson, Missouri, back in 2014 and 2015. There were only about 3,000 protesters. I say only, the 3,000 is a lot when they're in a crowd and they're angry. But there were only about 3,000 protesters there. The police could have handled them no problem at all. But they didn't. They were ordered to stand down by the Department of Justice. And what resulted was over $70 million worth of arson damage done to small businesses and homes in Ferguson, Missouri.
With no insurance coverage.
Now, what happened was the insurance companies dropped them after that one event, right? And so what that should have taught the American people was that the government didn't, if you're paying attention, you would have noticed this. The government wasn't protecting the people. The government was protecting Ferguson City Hall, Ferguson Firehouse, Ferguson Police Station, and one sub power station. And then they were downtown, you know, in Clayton and in St. Louis City, protecting the banks. So if you want to know what the government's willing to defend in moments of civil unrest, massive chaos, it's government buildings and banks. Maybe some power infrastructure that feeds electricity to government buildings and banks. But that's it. They're not going to protect you. They're not going to protect your home. They're not going to protect your business. This is a proven fact. This isn't Sam's conjecture. This is history, folks. In the United States of America, guess what? In this decade, in this century, this is modern history. Are you paying attention? Did you learn the lessons of Ferguson? Did you learn the lessons of the Baltimore riots? Have you learned the lessons of how the deep state wants to destroy the middle class? Not only will they not defend it, they're actively working to destroy it. They are paying the protesters to burn your small business down. And you wonder why they're hiring 87,000 IRS agents? What, to go after the 1,200 billionaires? I don't think so, folks. The math doesn't add up. Time to pull your head out of the dark place you have it lodged and get ready for a fight, because that's what's coming to this country. They're stealing elections. They're killing the middle class. They're actively attacking you and your business. The question is, how much longer are you going to take it? How much longer are you going to sit there on your hands while voter fraud, elections get stolen? They have stolen the republic. They've stolen this democratic republic from the people. And it's past time to take it back. The question is, what are you going to do about it?
Absolutely. We got a caller on hold here. We got a break coming up. We have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. You mentioned Sandy Hook. I realize it's old news, but Have you written any articles about it, or had any comment on it written down or posted?
Who are you talking to, John?
The guest.
Okay, Sam, did you hear the question? Have you written any articles?
I did hear the question. I wasn't at Sandy Hook, so I'm not going to write a book about it. I definitely was at Ferguson, witnessed everything firsthand. I am writing a book about that. So, no, I haven't published anything on Sandy Hook. I think Alex Jones has shown the world what happens when you talk about Sandy Hook. You know, they sealed all the evidence. They haven't let the people of the United States look at the evidence, even though there's no pending trial. There's no reason to not unseal the evidence. There should be a public outcry for the evidence of Sandy Hook to be unsealed. But there isn't. Why? Because the people are willing to tolerate these tyrants and and they're willing to tolerate the abuse. There will come a time when they will stop wanting to tolerate all this stuff, and you're going to see some major changes. God help these deep state actors that want to screw with all these good men that just want to be left alone and just want to live their life.
Absolutely. Okay, John, thank you for your call. We're going to move on here. We got our last break coming up. And Sam, we'll get back from the break. You've got about 2.5-3 minutes to put up the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Very good.
Okay. And it's been a struggle. This morning's been a struggle. Our beam's off the air all weekend with technical issues. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
It's time to double down. I'm Peter Serafine, and yesterday's Liberty Minute ruffled some feathers, so I'm going all in today. If I take out a loan and make a bad investment, I still have to pay back the loan. Real estate, business, stocks, crypto, the investment doesn't matter. So why should student loans be an exception? College is an investment. You choose to go to college. You select your course of study. You pick the school. You decided to take out the loan. You are responsible. Oh, but the school lied. Or my advisor was horrible. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry. But it's still your debt. And your debt is your responsibility and only your responsibility. I am tired of my hard-earned tax dollars going to bail out the bad decisions of banks, businesses, or individuals. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
We are back. Cam, like I said a moment ago, you got about 2 minutes to put out the most important information you choose to this week, sir.
Yes. The interesting thing is I've been invited to Austin, Texas in early October The tentative date put out there is Monday, the 3rd of October, to give my 4-hour presentation on risk mitigation in a tumultuous, threatening environment. Of course, there's 200 action steps that are a part of that presentation, things you can actively be doing. People have to start waking up. You know, a lot of people wouldn't know tyranny, John, if it forced them to cover their face, if it locked them in their homes, if it enacted the biggest theft, transfer of wealth in history, if tyranny censored them, if it made them show papers, and even if tyranny force medicated them, they still don't recognize it as tyranny. That has to change. That has to stop. Some of you clowns are going to keep trusting the government until your pronouns are was and were. You're going to be past tense. There's been a paradigm shift in tyrannical behavior, and that is this. Tyrants no longer want to enslave you. They want to kill you and your offspring, your children and grandchildren. It's what the clot shot's all about. We've been in this covert war with China for more than 10 years now. People are failing to recognize it. If you don't believe me, read War Without Rules by Brigadier General Robert Spalding. Read that, okay? And make sure that you have a good handle on who the enemy is. And remember this, morality is doing what is right, regardless of what you are told. Obedience is doing what you are told, regardless of what is actually right.
Absolutely.
We need moral people, John, not obedient people at this point in history.
Absolutely, we do. Absolutely, I could not agree more. Well, Sam, it's always good to have you with us, and we look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
John, thank you, sir. Let freedom ring.
Okay.
It will be open. It will be open to the public. My presentation in Austin on October 3rd. I'll have more details as we get closer to the date.
Well, we got some time for that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Okay. Austin, Texas. There's a communist in every corner in Austin, Texas.
It's like going into the lion's den, John.
Yeah, it is. And I don't have time for an Austin story, but it is quite a trip. This bastion of communism in the heart of Texas. Well, we have our usual lineup this week with our usual guests, and we will be getting caught up on all the matters that concern us here at Republic Broadcasting. I want to reemphasize what Sam said earlier. If you feel moved in your heart to make a donation, please mail a check to Republic Broadcasting. The address is at our website. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. God bless my lovely, beautiful state of Missouri. And please, God bless the state of Texas and our wonderful country, the United States of America.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.